Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are now listening to Tuesday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. It is February 13th, 2007, about 1 minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. What an amazing guest Patrick Heron is. I just love Patty. He is just fantastic. And again, my friends, I really think this is such an important chunk of information for a variety of reasons, because it does fill in so many gaps, because it does sort of herald a warning to all of us to be aware of deception in whatever form it may come. Now, Patrick Heron and I think, would agree that when you look at extraterrestrials and whatnot, that they are, in fact, these demons, these demonic entities, these fallen angels, these deceivers. And I think that at some level, we have to be aware of the fact that they will be brought into the mix, whether legitimately, in terms of the scenarios that Patty had outlined there of people who had these prophetic visions of pyramid-shaped flying saucers coming down and you know, deceiving the people, which, again, he mentioned the movie Stargate. If you've not seen that, perhaps you should, because that's exactly what it focuses on. Or you could maybe say that perhaps this thing is all just going to be a giant hoax perpetrated by the powers that be to facilitate a global government. I think both scenarios are certainly possible, and therefore we must watch out for it. One of the things I try to do on the show here with news and with any other thing, and the guests that I have on, usually, you know, everybody has a piece of the puzzle. And of course, taken in part, it's incredibly interesting and affords you a great degree of insight onto a specific thing. Taken as a whole, it provides you a great breadth of information, a wide assortment of interconnected items, things that must be considered in order to have a truer picture of the world we live in. But I think the main thing that we always have talked about is having a healthy amount of awareness about these elements. And like I said, with the news, we try to take a look at sort of what's happening, because obviously we kind of have a pretty good idea of where the agenda would lead us, you know, the things that they would seek to impose upon us. We have a pretty good idea of how that's going. So as a result of that, when we look at the news and we look at where we are now, we have an idea of some of the avenues being pursued along those lines to achieve those ends. So that, to me, in and of itself, is one of the more important aspects of the show, and certainly of the guests that we have on, and certainly what's important as far as your insight, your input, and your views on things. And that's why we love the phone calls. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And for those of you who didn't get a chance to chat with our guest, Patrick Heron, we'll have him back, and maybe we'll just do a show of phone calls, like a question and answer type of format. Because it would be great to, you know, be able to get him on board and just interact with you guys. Because, again, I have heard bits and pieces of things like this before, but I've never had it put down in such an incredible book as our guest has done. So, you know, check this out. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. And as I said, for those who maybe you know somebody that's very hip on the horoscopes, you know what I mean? They like to tune in and get maybe a text message on their cell phone of what their horoscope is for the day. Oh, my sign is such and such, and therefore I have to figure this out. There's something to that, but not in the way that they would seek it. But if you were to drop this book in their lap, they would be fascinated. They would be captivated. They would be eating it up with a spoon. And then when you start to contextualize at the very end, and they start to see, wow, my goodness, I had no idea, you know, that these Bible thumpers might have something. And maybe this does all interconnect. So it's all about making those connections, drawing those lines, shining the spotlight on it. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with some news and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and we're glad to have you aboard with us here this evening as we go into the latter half of the program. I thought it would be apropos to take a look at what's sort of happening out there in the world. Because, again, as Patty had said so well, something we had brought up on the show as well, right around January or so, when people started looking ahead at the new year, looking back on the year that was, a lot of information began to come out about prophecy and sort of how all that ties in with certain things. And yes, Iran has posted, and this is on a state website, state news website, so this is officially sanctioned. And they mentioned the return of the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, this year, sometime in the spring equinox. Now, Pat Robertson has also said that there will be a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. God didn't tell him nuclear, but he thinks it's nuclear, and it will happen somewhere in the spring or after September, somewhere around there. So, you know, you start to see things lining up. Take that with the factor that I think it was somewhere around 25%, or a fourth if you prefer, of all people polled basically said that they thought that that 2007, this year, would herald the return of the Messiah. So whether it's, you know, Jesus this coming the second time, or it's the Messiah, perhaps as the Jewish belief would go, coming for the first time. Either way, that's still a significant portion. Now, either they've never reported that statistic before, or they've never asked that question before, which I think is very interesting either way. So regardless, prophecy seems to be on people's minds very much so. And whether you think that the whole thing is a ploy, sort of the powers that be attempting to recreate elements of prophecy in order to dupe the people, or whether you believe perhaps that this thing is all absolutely God is actively doing it himself, or perhaps you believe it's sort of a combination of both, that God, through these powers that be, is having his prophecy fulfilled, right? It's kind of like when you look at creation. A lot of people might say, well, look, there's the Big Bang Theory, or else you believe that God sort of just in the span of a couple days created everything yourself. It's either or. And my contention has always been, I don't think it has to be mutually exclusive. I mean, when somebody has, let's say, something really good happen to them in their lives, they would say, thank God, right? If they're of that mind. They would say, thank God. Now, God didn't, you know, let's say you win the lottery. Thank God that I won this money, because I've been praying about it, and God answered my prayer. Well, God didn't go to the store with you, and maybe right when you're about to pick your lottery numbers, you're coloring in the little circles, God's not like, 42, 60, 12. You know, he's not telling you the numbers, per se, right? But maybe through you, God is working. And maybe the idea to do a quick pick with something maybe you've never done before comes into your mind, you win the lottery. You say, I thank God for this. But those same people would find it very, very hard to believe that God would not work through something else. So again, you know, people say, oh, it's the Big Bang. There's scientific proof. Okay. Well, what's to say God didn't make the Big Bang happen? That facilitated everything else. And they go, well, that's just mythology. But again, you know, you can't argue with fools. It just makes you less intelligent, really, for the effort. But what I'm saying here is that even if the powers that be here on this planet who are seeking to create this one world government, one world currency, one world religion, even if they are saying, hey, let's do a really cool thing. We'll just sort of go through prophecy and we'll make all these things happen. You know, it'll be really neat, and we'll just, you know, fool all these people. It'll be great. They'll think that whoever we lift up to be the quote-unquote guy is going to be the Messiah, and they'll think that we're in for 1,000 years of peace and prosperity, and they'll just willingly roll right over. You know, they might think that they're swindling God, they're pulling one over on him, but of course he's, as Patty said, a step or two or more ahead of them. Of course he is. So even if they seek to do these things, they're still fulfilling prophecy. They're still doing God's will. Good or evil, for better or worse, they're doing God's will. I think that's really the captivating thing about it all. So the significance of that and the importance of that for me is that if you are understanding all of this, okay, and how God is working through everything that occurs, good and bad, good people and bad people, to achieve his end, to glorify him, then in essence, is that not the greatest sort of comfort to you of anything? It should be. Because it means that God's got it all under control. That you may think that you're at the wheel, that you're steering the car, but you're like a little kid in the back with a plastic wheel. You're just like, oh, yeah, totally, I'm steering. But, you know, you got Dad up there, and he's got it under control. That's the way I look at it. Anyway, it brings me enormous amounts of comfort to contextualize it that way, and I think that that will hold up to a great amount of scrutiny. But anyway, what I'm getting at in the long roundabout way that I have about getting to my points is that the world is a mess, a stinking mess. And the Middle East is having a large amount of problems, and there's some very, very important news stories out there. And I thought we'd take a look at the news, okay? So I think we should do that. Because, again, if we do see all of these events, things that Patty spoke about, things we've talked about here on the show, we should understand that they're coming. We should understand that it is of God that these things are happening. God's will is never not accomplished and not fulfilled. So as a result of that, we have nothing to fear, okay? If we belong to him, then we're going to be okay. So keep that in mind. This first story is an interview with Mohammed El-Baradei. Now, he is a Nobel laureate, and he is also, he's with the IAEA, okay? Now, this is an interview with him with Spiegel Online, which took place February 9th at the Munich Security Conference. Question, are we witnessing a dramatic escalation of the conflict, meaning in the Middle East? El-Baradei response, quote, if we continue on the same course, we could see a spiral of escalation. Skipping ahead, question, do you see any signs that Iran would consider stopping its enrichment activities even for a short period? El-Baradei, quote, Iran is very keen to see an affirmation of its right to enrich uranium under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Nobody is questioning this right. What is at stake is confidence building. So right there, my friends, Mohammed El-Baradei of the IAEA basically said right there on paper in an interview publicized and available to all of you, and it's at spiegel.de. Okay, spiegel.de, and the date February 9th. What he's saying right here is that under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran does have the right to nuclear energy, but does not have the right to nuclear weaponry. Okay, so he's saying nobody is questioning that right. That's not true. The United States is questioning that right, which is why Egypt says, hey, we're going to pursue nuclear energy, and we say, hey, anything we can do to help. All these other countries in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia had mentioned it, and a great many others. And we're fine with that. But Iran, we have a problem with. There is a push towards the war with Iran, facilitating the conflict with Iran. And why is anybody's guess? You can use a number of different arguments. You could say it's prophetic. You could say that some of the stuff we brought up last week, tying into the Pentagon climate report and the access to energy and certain things like that, the monopoly on great portions of the world's resources, so that way the rich can stay rich and the poor will get poorer. But the point is that he's saying here nobody's questioning that right, which is completely and totally not true. He also says they do have a right to enrich uranium, to pursue nuclear energy under the NPT, which I think is very, very fascinating, because that has never been spoken of by an official other than an Iranian official. So what he's talking about here is confidence building. So that would be the burden, in essence, is on Iran to extend the olive branch to the United States in a way that is acceptable to the United States, in a way that does not sort of allow Iran to lose face. Now, Iran has said that nuclear energy is their right and uranium enrichment is the one area they will not compromise on. Hence, that is the one area that the United States has focused upon. Therefore, you basically have a situation here that has hope, that has promise, that has potential, but in essence has been set up to fail by design. Very important point. The story goes on. El-Baradei, quote, the Middle East is in the worst condition I have ever seen. Question, quote, is Iran seeking to start enriching uranium on an industrial scale? El-Baradei, quote, the Iranians themselves said that they want to install 3,000 centrifuges and are now moving forward and installing them. They call it the second phase. How long it will take to install and operate them will be part of my report to the IAEA Board of Governors on February 21st. So, the window of opportunity for a timeout is very narrow. If my report is negative in the absence of any movement on the part of Iran, then the Security Council will work for more sanctions. That would mean a further escalation that will become more and more difficult to scale back, end quote. So, February 21st is when the 60-day window closes on Iran as far as they're agreeing to the terms set forth in the UN Security Council resolution that would impose sanctions upon them if they do not comply. Now, along the same lines, the question remains, is that something they're willing to do? Are they willing to make that compromise? And I think that's very interesting, because that is the subject of our next story. Now, Mohammed El-Baradei said, hey, look, this is the worst I've ever seen it. If Iran does not sort of offer some sort of security assurances, I guess you could say confidence building, okay, trying to extend that olive branch to the United States to earn their respect, earn their confidence, to perhaps forestall the inevitable conflict that will arise. He's saying, look, it's the window's closing. It's already the worst I've ever seen. Well, this next story might indicate that it's going to get worse. Please stay with us, folks. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Well, I drive my head again. I try not to sink in. This world I made from you, for you. And I dream you're standing here, and everything's so clear. Yeah, we are all the same. And I wake up screaming.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio Tuesday morning. And we're talking news. Let's get back to it. This one came out, well, technically today. I guess you could say Monday. Financial Times, FT.com, if you're interested. It says, Iran will be able to develop enough weapons-grade material for a nuclear bomb, and there's little that can be done to prevent it, said an internal European Union document has concluded. In an admission of the international community's failure to hold back Iran's nuclear ambitions, the document, compiled by the staff of Javier Solana, EU foreign policy chief, says the atomic program has been delayed only by technical limitations rather than by diplomatic pressure. The downbeat conclusions of the reflection paper are certain to be seized upon by advocates of military action, who fear that Iran will be able to produce enough fissile material for a bomb over the next 2 to 3 years. Tehran insists its purposes are purely peaceful. said the paper, dated February 7th and circulated to the EU's 27 national governments ahead of a foreign minister's meeting yesterday, quote, "At some stage, we must expect that Iran will acquire the capacity to enrich uranium on the scale required for a weapons program. The Iranians have pursued their program at their own pace, the limiting factor being technical difficulties rather than the resolutions by the UN or the International Atomic Energy Agency. The problems with Iran will not be resolved through economic sanctions alone," end quote. That's a powerful, powerful statement, my friends, and it means a lot. Here's where we are. In essence, Javier Solana, now that guy, it's important to know who he is. He's kind of the one who spearheaded the efforts to negotiate. He's kind of been the guy who's carrying the basket that everybody's eggs are in, okay? And he's just, in essence, dashed them upon the ground. He's basically said, hey, look, Iran at some point will be able to enrich enough uranium to create a weapon. Well, no kidding. I mean, that's pretty much obvious. What's interesting about it, he said, hey, look, that they have no fear whatsoever of the UN or the International Atomic Energy Agency, and that sanctions alone are not enough to dissuade them. He's basically advocating some sort of military response. And as it says here in the story alone, that this will be something to seize upon by advocates of military action. Those who would seek to invade Iran will use this. And keep in mind, he calls it a reflection paper. In essence, it's just an opinion. Now, obviously, Iran could have enough uranium at some point to be able to create a nuclear weapon. He also says, however, that they're held back by their own technical limitations. Now, again, Iran has signed a $1 billion contract to develop the Bashir nuclear facility. Okay? $1 billion to Russia for that. How many nuclear weapons would that buy? It seems to me the real threat is not weapons programs being developed by various nations, but rather various nations being able to afford to buy them, if that's the case. Now, again, you can go ahead and make the case and say, well, you know, anything that's on the market is pretty old and this and this and this, and you'd be right. But the point is this guy is basically saying, hey, look, they don't have any fear of the UN. Well, I think that's pretty obvious. They don't have any fear of the IAEA. I think that's pretty obvious. And if they continue to enrich uranium long enough, they'll have enough uranium to make a bomb if they chose to do so. I think that's pretty obvious. As a result of that, there's nothing new in this story, except for the fact that Javier Solana, with his push for negotiations, he's kind of like the guy that the Bush administration and certainly the Blair administration in the UK would hold up to say, listen, this is the guy who is pushing for negotiations. He's basically said right out here that they're not going to work. We need stronger action. Now, exactly what role this will play, I don't know, but I have a feeling that we'll be hearing a lot about this document. This will be sourced, and this will be brought up quite frequently in the near future. Story goes on. The admission is a blow to the hopes that a deal with Iran can be reached and comes at a sensitive time when tensions between the U.S. and Tehran are rising. Its implication that sanctions will prove ineffective will also be unwelcome to EU diplomats. Only yesterday, the bloc agreed on how to apply U.N. sanctions on Tehran, overcoming a dispute between Britain and Spain over Gibraltar. The EU document is embarrassing for advocates of negotiations with Iran, since last year it was Mr. Solana and his staff who spearheaded talks with Tehran on behalf of both the EU and the permanent members of the UN Security Council. So there you go. Financial Times would call this a very, very important document, and to a certain degree it is, insofar as to say that it will be, again, seized upon by those seeking something more than just, you better stop that, Iran, or we'll verbally slap your hand. So whether you're in favor of that or you're against that, either way, the point is that this thing has just gotten one giant leap forward on the scale of, you know, war versus negotiations. So take it for what it's worth, my friends. There's more, of course. There always is. More news when we return with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Folks, you're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, airing planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, let me remind you, this hour is being brought to you by the Survival Center, your one-stop shop for all things regarding preparedness. The Survival Center has anything you could possibly want or need to get ready for whatever might come. You can call them toll-free at 800-321-2900 or visit them on the web. And I'd encourage you to do so, of course, at www.survivalcenter.com because it is quite an extensive website with a lot of things that you probably have never thought of before. So do that. Okay, back to the news. Now we left off. We were talking about sort of where we are at in the grand scheme of things. There's some interesting maneuvers taking place behind the scenes, obviously, as you'd expect, with Iran. This one, you could find this at commerçant.com, and it came out February 9th. Yesterday, it says, Russian President Vladimir Putin met in the Kremlin with Ali Akbar Velayati, the personal envoy of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Tehran is making a concerted effort to convince Moscow to lend its support to Iran's standoff with Washington. To show the seriousness of its intentions, Iran yesterday carried out a test of a Russian anti-aircraft top M1 missile system, and the country's top spiritual leader threatened to strike, quote, at American interests around the world, end quote. Mr. Velayati also brought the Iranian leader's answer to a letter from the Russian president that was delivered to Ayatollah Khamenei last week by Igor Ivanov. According to Kommersant's sources, in the oral reply that he gave to Mr. Ivanov immediately, the Iranian leader suggested that Iran and Russia create a strategic alliance against their common enemies and share the responsibility for the future of the Middle East and Central Asia. That's interesting. A strategic alliance, that would be a military alliance, in essence, and control of the Middle East would certainly put the Russian nation at odds with the American nation and probably the Israeli nation. So that's very significant if that is something to consider. It goes on, of late the political elite in Tehran have come up with its own version of a current world order, which is based on the premise that the United States is so weak that it is in no condition to counter the rise in world politics of a powerful anti-American pole, as the center of which Iran sees itself. In order to make this idea as convincing as possible, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is traveling the world, drumming up support for the ranks of the anti-Americans. His most important success thus far has been his recent trip to Venezuela, where he hailed President Hugo Chavez as his brother. At the same time that the Iranian Ayatollah's special envoy was attending talks in Moscow, the Supreme Leader himself was observing tests of the top M1 anti-aircraft missile defense systems, as well as of short-range ground-to-ground missiles that Iran has purchased from Russia in January. Thrilled by the launch of the missiles, Ayatollah Khamenei declared that if the U.S. dares to attack the Islamic Republic, in reply, Tehran will strike at, quote, American interests around the world, end quote. He also said, quote, the enemy should know that any invasion will be followed by a multi-pronged reaction against the aggressors and their interests around the world, end quote. Iran also has been tossing new challenges at the West. The Iranian Ministry of Information announced the capture of 100 American and Israeli spies, and the country's foreign affairs ministry pounced on Great Britain in response to Tony Blair's accusation that Tehran is destabilizing the situation in the Middle East. Now, that ties in with the story we brought you last week, in which Tony Blair, of course, had done a complete 180, basically. He went to say that Iran has been supplying the insurgency in Iraq with the sophisticated improvised explosive devices and whatnot. Then, of course, the British government basically said, oops, actually, there's no evidence at all to suggest that that's so, and there's not even credible intelligence to suggest that it's true, so sorry about that. And then, of course, Tony Blair last week came out and basically alluded to that without saying that, because he's already backed down from that position. So that's what they're referring to if you weren't around last week listening to the show. The story goes on. The UN Security Council ultimatum expires February 21st, the date by which Tehran is supposed to cease its uranium enrichment activities. And that, of course, is the day that Mohammed El-Baradei said his report is going to be put out for the IAEA, and that report is going to basically explain the situation there in Tehran. Now, you factor in El-Baradei's report, which could say basically Iran is going full bore on uranium enrichment, with Javier Solana's position paper, in essence, saying that, the reflection paper, as he called it, saying that that it is happening, it's not going to stop, because Iran has no fear of sanctions at all. Well, that tells you something. So the 21st is a day of significance, folks. February 21st this month, pay close attention to gold and silver. Pay close attention to oil and a great many other things, okay? Because as we draw closer to this inevitable war, it would seem, it is going to affect us and our lives in any number of ways, even just when the date probably arrives, okay? Expect the oil markets, expect the commodities markets to reflect the fact that they know that Iran is not going to back down. They've made it such an issue of national pride that it's not going to happen. So, in essence, we know the date, we know the time, and we know the reaction here, because inevitably, I think everyone in the markets is going to view this as a potential war at that point, whereas now it's just it's a possibility. But at that point, people are going to say, well, they basically spit in our face, they spit in the UN's face, So war is inevitable at this point, so let's go ahead and jack up the fuel prices and whatnot. Okay? So watch for that on the 21st. Story goes on. For Ali Akbar Velayati, the goal of yesterday's talk in Moscow was clearly to convey Tehran's decisiveness to Moscow, and even more importantly, to suggest that Russia support Iran so that the two countries can stand together against the onslaught of the West. So in essence, anticipating a conflict, that would be the onslaught they are referring to. It goes on, judging by the tone of recent pronouncements by Russian officials on Iran, Tehran can count on at least some measure of support. During Sergei Lavrov's recent visit to Washington, for example, the Russian foreign minister said that Moscow looks upon Washington's foreign policy course with concern and does not share its policy of isolating countries, especially Iran, that are, quote, key players in the resolution of the Middle East dilemma, end quote. If the personal envoy of the Ayatollah succeeded in finding the key to Vladimir Putin's heart, the Russian president just might be moved to say something even more decisive on the subject. So that's interesting. Building allies for the war. Now, again, Russia has, on paper, the largest gas reserves on the planet. Saudi Arabia has the largest oil reserves. Iran is number two in both. So if Russia were allied with Iran, they would control pretty much almost all of the natural gas reserves on the planet. Now, not all, of course, but certainly volume-wise, the majority of it. And that's significant in and of itself. So that's something that certainly Washington does not want. However, of course, Washington would like to have Iran, or at least control Iran to a certain degree, much like we're controlling Iraq. Now, you could say, well, what control? There's no control in Iraq. That situation is total chaos. It's chaos by design. Okay, because by hyping up the fact that we've got these insurgents and, oh, man, they're out there. We need twice the level of troops we had when we took over the whole entire country to come back and stabilize some terrorism. It seems a little over the top to me, but it's an excuse to get troops over there so they can, of course, either respond to an Iranian attack, meaning us attacking them. Or, again, respond to them doing something in Iran, and we would be reciprocating. But the point is they're not there to nullify insurgency. I can guarantee you that. There's too many of them. So, all that having been said, it is noteworthy to see that you know, Iran is looking to find some support, some defense. And again, Russia, keep in mind, here's a wild card. Just concept, just an idea, just throwing it out there. Russia could conceivably say, you know what, United Nations Security Council, you know what, United States of America, you guys have made your point. Iran is a concern, and we are going to alleviate your concern by basically allowing, you know, with permission, Russian troops to be stationed there in Iran to make sure that nothing goes crazy. Or just an all-out invasion. Just say, hey, you know, and they could get together with Ahmadinejad and wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hey, we're going to, quote-unquote, invade you. Is that cool? And they'll say, yeah, go ahead. So then you put Russian troops all over Iran, maybe little bases and stuff like that. Well, guess what? Now if there's any attack by Israel or the United States, of course, then they de facto will be attacking Russia as well. And Russia, of course, being there, they can offer assurances that Iran is not going to pursue weapons programs. Now, remember, one of the whole concepts here is one of the offers that was put on the table by the EU, courtesy of Russia's volunteering this, is that Iran would not enrich uranium on their soil, but they could have it enriched on Russian soil. And this was approved of. Okay, everybody thought this was a fine idea, the United States included. So, in essence, if Russia has a military presence in Iran and they're going to monitor the situation, they've just taken all the wind out of the sails to war because they'll be controlling it, they'll be monitoring it, they'll be taking care of it themselves. So that's a wild card to consider, something to think about, okay? Because obviously Russia would like to control that. If they can't through agreements and treaties, they would probably be just fine with doing it by force. And you know what? The world, for the most part, certainly the United States and certainly the UK could have zero objection to that. Even if Russia just went crazy and invaded, right? Just deployed all these troops. You got guys parachuting out of the sky and all this other stuff. Tanks rolling up down downtown Tehran. The United States could not say anything because they've been spending the time for the last couple of years making the case that Iran is somebody that needs to be contended with militarily. No, remember, no options have been taken off the table. Russia would just be saying, hey, we did it for you. There you go. There's our gift to you, United States of America. And we would be going, curses! That was our oil and our gas. All right, so this one came out on the 11th, YNetNews.com. Iran is producing missiles with a 2,000-kilometer range, that's about 1,243 miles, and new warheads to place on them, the Islamic Republic's Minister of Defense declared on Sunday. The announced range places Israel within striking distance of the missiles. Oh, no. So for those who would say that we fought Iraq not just for oil, but also because they were an enemy of Israel, and again, to my knowledge, that is on the congressional record, that that's one of the reasons why they authorized Iraq, was to defend Israel, to protect Israel from their great threat there, then this means that all of a sudden Israel has another reason to be concerned about Iran. Whether or not it's legitimate, I don't know. Whether or not it will lead us somewhere, I don't know. But all of a sudden, they do become a bigger threat in the eyes of Israel than they were beforehand. So also something that takes us a step forward to this conflict. Story goes on. Iran already possesses the Shahab-3 missile, which has a reported range of 2,200 kilometers. Some experts believe that the country also has versions of the North Korean Taepodong missile based on liquid fuel, which can reach Western Europe. So now the EU is going to be concerned about that as well. Mohammed Najjar was addressing residents of Bandar Abbas. His speech formed part of a number of events, including an address by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to mark celebrations of the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. So there you have that. That is the nuclear celebration, which will be going on for 10 days, by the way. So remember, they've announced that they're going to do many things, including highlight their achievements, as well as, you know, not just in nuclear science, but also in the realm of health science. That would be a cure for AIDS that they've claimed to have. Said Najjar, quote, although we cannot announce all our achievements due to security reasons and preventing misuse of our enemies, production of different anti-armor and surface-to-surface missiles with warheads and a range of 2,000 kilometers are just part of our defense capabilities, end quote. The Iranian defense minister added that voluntaries in Iran's armed forces are, quote, more valuable for the country than atomic bombs, end quote. So recruits for the army, in essence, or perhaps recruits for suicide bombers, who knows. It goes on. In an apparent deferment of another escalation with the West, Ahmadinejad chose to allow senior security officials to deliver promised announcements on Iran's new military capabilities, while the Iranian president himself merely vowed further news on the country's nuclear program. Earlier, the commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards, Major General Yahya Rahim Safavi, announced that Iran had begun mass-producing drones invisible to radar. According to Safavi, the new drone will have a range of, quote, 700 kilometers, end quote. He also said, quote, the drone can be used in reconnaissance operations, information gathering, picture dispatching, and film shooting, saying also that, quote, the shape and material of the drone make it impossible to be detected by radar, so it cannot be targeted. The drone has passed its experimental phase and is being mass-produced, and we are currently using it in our operations, end quote. Very, very interesting. And finally, in the past week, Iranian state information agencies have boasted a number of Iranian achievements, including an alleged AIDS cure as part of a buildup of Iran's official 10-day dawn celebrations marking the Islamic Revolution. So another step forward here, Iran announcing that they have longer-range missiles than they were thought to, perhaps. Although, again, nothing really new under the sun. So whether they have the Taepodong or they have the Shahab, or they have these other ones that they're talking about, either way, they all could hit Israel. So, again, this will be held up as brand new information, shocking new information that should put a sense of urgency into the whole issue. Very important to consider. As is this one, which came out, again, Monday, or today, or slash yesterday, if you prefer, www.globes.co.il. Israel is hurrying to reach a new agreement with the United States for a substantial increase in military aid, sources in Israel and the U.S. have told Globes, at the strong urging of incoming IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Gabi Ashkenazi, interesting name, Israel is trying to reach an agreement in 2007, 1 year before U.S. President George W. Bush leaves office. Former Israeli Ambassador to Washington Daniel Ayalon told Globes, quote, I believe that a new agreement will be reached, replacing the current aid agreement, which expires in 2008. When I completed my term, I advised the government to anchor the request for a new aid package, increasing military aid up to $3 billion, $2.9 billion to be precise, in other words, an increase of $500 million a year. End quote. So in essence, Israel is requesting a new aid package that would be an increase of $500 million a year to them. Said Yale, and he went on, quote, why this figure? Because a request for $2.9 billion will be more acceptable than a request for $3 billion. In supermarkets, you see that prices are rounded downwards from $10 to $9.99, and that was the logic guiding me, end quote. So he's comparing shopping at Walmart, in essence, with with budgetary aid requests. Very, very interesting. So they want $3 billion, but they'll ask for $2.9 because it looks better on paper, you know, smaller number and all. Stay with us. We are up to another break, my friends, and then we come back to conclude our third hour. Still plenty of news where that came from, and we'll finish up the story and more when we return with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Tail end of our third hour. Still got an hour left to go, though, and we'll be taking some calls here. Let me finish up this story. Very, very interesting. Again, Globes Online is where you can find this. It says, U.S. military aid for Israel in the 2008 fiscal year, which begins on October 1, 2007, totals $2.4 billion. Israeli sources and U.S. supporters of Israel agree that the time to act is now. Bush is the most pro-Israeli president ever to occupy the White House. The Bush administration is knowledgeable about aid negotiations with Israel. Everyone running for president, Democrat and Republican alike, are considered strong supporters of Israel. None of them will challenge Bush for increasing aid to Israel during their election campaigns where the Jewish vote is important. So right there is a highlight of the forthcoming situation. Now, a lot of people are going to be outraged about it and all that, but you heard it right here, and you read it right there, if you've read the article yourself, that in essence, because this is a very, very looking to be a hard-fought political campaign, at least on the surface, we all know that the winner is a done deal. Nobody's going to challenge this, and regardless of the will of the people, these politicians, of course, are not going to want to rock any sort of financial boats for themselves, as well as any voting boats for themselves. So I think there's something to this. Anyway, like I said, plenty of news, but I don't want to keep our international callers waiting. Nick in Australia, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. Well, actually, I'm recovering from sickness, but otherwise I'm well.
Ah, very good.
I've been having plenty of garlic and such, as you would recommend, but it doesn't seem to be helping me. But
well, are
I
you...
to comment...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry?
Oh, no, I was just going to suggest some other things, but go ahead.
Your previous guest, I'm always fascinated by stuff like that, especially when they're Christian, because, you know, so many... So the Christian... community is so corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, the fake Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Call them Christian, but you know what I mean.
Yes, Bushians, as I've heard them called.
I consider myself like just as an aspiring Christian, you know what I mean? It's like trying to follow after Christ's footsteps is, I don't think any man has really achieved that yet.
Right.
But I just wanted to say that, you know how you were saying about how there's people that appear beautiful, but then when they look at their face, they change to really just brutal ugliness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I've actually had a dream where I've seen what I thought was to be Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then I've been looking at his face, and it just turns really, really ugly and beastly.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And, it, you know, as being a Christian, it made me wonder, like, have I been looking on Christ falsely, or have I got some kind of false image of Christ, or what's going on here? And like, I'm not suggesting that Christ is one of those things.
Right.
I'm just saying that my perception of what Christ was the wrong thing, and that you know how they say about even the devil will appear as an angel of light and such and such.
Yes.
And you know, when he said that, I just thought, man, like, you know, we're all locked into some really mysterious thread, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
And it was especially relevant, you know, how you were saying about the guys having the same dreams, kind of similar dreams about the pyramids.
Yes.
And I just thought, man, like, how relevant can you get, eh? Like,
yeah, that's an excellent point. Nick, can I hold you over?
Yep, sure.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I think there's something to that, and I don't think we can discount our dreams. Certainly when you know... And when you have them, you know that sometimes a dream is more than just a dream. I think, in my opinion, that sounds to me just like a warning of, not everything is as it appears. But it could be more to that. But hang on a second, Nick. Hang on, everybody else. We'll be back here with our fourth and final hour in about 90 seconds.